Three lessons on how to lower stress naturally.
So we were like that stressed out at one point. We were looking at each other going, what? You know, and then that's when we started really committing to the breath. And
life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Hello, and welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. So today, we're going to talk about breathing and finances. Now, the question is, does your breathing affect your financial situation? Yes, it does.
I want to drop in there that where this really became, I guess, concrete for me was when I came to the realization that money is just energy. It's all energy and money. And when you really look at money as energy, how it flows through, how it exchanges, how you treat it, how it gets treated when you hand it over, what sort of thoughts you have when you're handing over money. And all of these things matter when it comes to, dealing with money and dealing with transactions that you have with money. And of course, we've been spouting on here, if you guys didn't already know, and we say everything is energy and all your energy in your body is controlled by your breathing. Mm. So guess what? Your money skills are linked to your breathing, whether you like it or not.
So what we're going to do is we're going to share our experience around it. And in particular, this week, so our brief background, we have an investing background in, you've been involved in residential property for a long time. I came over here from the States and you were already into it. And then we started our own property business, investing business. And we had that going for the last 4 or 5 years. And we've also, on top of that, invested in a commercial real estate, in a commercial property where we renovated a 9-tenancy shopping center in Victoria here in Australia.
In Warrnambool, yeah.
And this in the last 7 days, we have settled 2/3 of this deal, and we still have one last cluster left. And the interesting thing is it's been 4 years in action. And when we first got into the deal,
well, 4 years since we negotiated to get into the deal.
And we're just going to share a little bit about our journey, because we really got into this breathwork journey 4 years ago at the same time that we got into this deal.
This is high pressure. So let's just give you a little bit of background. Anna, Angie's giving you a bit of background that this deal in particular, and we're going to share over the next few podcasts, we're going to share some different things that we've done in investing. But this one in particular was huge, because we'll just tell you straight, the deal has delivered some life-changing money to us, which is, you know, it comes with a lot of pressure. Now, when this money came in, I'm just going to say this straight up. We'll give you the backstory of how we did the property and everything like that. But when this money came in, instead of champagne corks popping, there was nearly punches flying. So I imagined this day, when we first got into this deal, I imagined the day that we would start seeing money coming in from the deal to be something that would be glorious. It would be, you know, we'd be partying and we'd be, you know, hugging each other.
But no, we were fine.
It was not like
that. We were back and forth with each other. Well, and the reason why is because, look, money's energy, and there's a lot of energy that just came in.
Money wigs people out.
Yeah.
It's sex, money, and powerlessness are three things that really make people wig out. So
So let's get to the nitty-gritty of it. Let's pick apart how breathing is associated with this money. So when we first got into the breathing, we first got into this deal, and the first thing was, like, we bought a $5 million shopping center. You know, what if, you know, and all these things, you know. And then the last 4 years, you know, you're managing builders and people and investors and consultants, and, you
know,
a lot of energy, yeah. And then we're managing ourselves and each other.
Let me just back up for a second on that $5 million property that we buy. I want to just let you guys let you know out there that how we bought this property was that we had no money to buy it. That's the first thing. So we bought a $5 million property with no money practically. we borrowed some funds to put down a $100,000 deposit. And the agreement on the property was that we held that property for 18 months. still in the original owner's name, and then we got to renovate it, which meant that we didn't have to borrow the full amount of money in order to get control of the property. Now, this is a skill set or something that we learnt in the property game, and that was how to buy, sell, and transact property with zero cash. So it's a great skill to have, and if anyone wants to ask us about that skill, you can
that's a
whole different subject, but it is definitely something that took a lot of management. So in the time that we held that property, we had a number of different things that you would consider could have gone wrong with the property. There was pieces of the land that were left off the original title that we had to then come up with a whole new plan, and we had neighboring properties fighting with us because then they owned the land and they didn't want to give it back, and it was amazing. Like, this whole thing had so many learning aspects to it, because I particularly learned a lot out of it was how people behave around money, how people behave in business, and the different behaviors that people have and what people will fight over. Like, it was absolutely amazing to me that people will get nasty with you and fight over things when they don't even know you.
Yeah.
And it was a huge thing. So we learned a number of lessons through that. So what I'm describing to you right now was stressful. It wasn't, you know, everyone says, whoa, you know, $5 million property. We bought it at $5
Sexy.
Million.
Yeah.
And then we've raised the value of it to close to seven or just over $7 million. So we've raised that value. We're still yet to sell a third part of it. Yeah. So we're going to know for sure where we get to. The point of that being is that while that is all sexy and, you know, and awesome and that sounds great, it came with some huge burdens. It came with managing investors' money. We had people that helped us out, and you know, we are forever grateful to those people. We have just started returning their money with returns.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. That's the thing with the energy of the money. It's like, okay, you know, you go into detail with the numbers, and you're like, I hope I can split this up right. I hope everybody's happy, you know, and all these sorts of things. But what it comes down to that I notice is it's manage myself. And everybody gets it, you know, because it's like there was fighting happening during the deal, you know, about the property and these sorts of things. But we know that as long as we are managing ourselves, we could navigate through those rough waters when they did come.
And especially when Angie says navigate, it's more we were there to mediate.
Yeah.
We were the ones that had the level heads to mediate a lot of the infighting, a lot of the arguments, a lot of the... you know, the poor communication with the builders, and then the builders doing something different, or the builders expecting to get paid for work that they just thought they would enact without getting permission from us. All these things that no one sees behind the scenes, but they were things that needed to be managed, and we could not have managed it.
Yeah.
We could not have managed this without the skills in the breathing to manage our own energy. So when we say that the breathing is connected to your finances, we really mean it.
Yeah.
Like, the skill of managing yourself and the reflection of the energy in you reflects on the money, or reflects on the transaction of the money coming in and out of your bank account, wallet, pocket, you know, all of that.
And halfway through the deal, we published a book because...
Three lessons on how to lower stress naturally.
So we were like that stressed out at one point. We were looking at each other going, what? You know, and then that's when we started really committing to the breath. And then we noticed the massive shift happened after that. And when we started seeing the shift, we're like, there is some magic in this. Why don't we take down our systems and processes that we have around coping with stress and put it into a book? And we did. And it's got 3 awards and it's helped many people. Mm. And so even in the 2 years since we've published the book, we've gone deeper into the breath and gone, wow, how many layers can you go into this? And how much stress can you remove with just your breath?
It is, you know, you hear us banging on about it all the time.
Yeah.
But it is literally the best tool that you have available to you physically, like something that's with you all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's been an absolute lifesaver for us. We have learned, you know, we've breathed through what we would consider people trying to rip us off in the deal. We've breathed through grievances from investors, you know, nothing really to do with us, just to do with people having their own stuff life. Going on and yeah. life and having yeah. their money out. So, you know, when it comes to, we're not, you know, I would never say to anybody that investing in property or doing stuff with money or running businesses is always fun. It's not. It's not.
But see, that's life.
It is.
That's life. Life is not always going to be fun. It's intense.
Yeah, it is very. It's very intense.
Which takes us to this week, and we, you know, just to bring it all together and wrap this up. This week, in particular, it's like, you know, we thought we'd be celebrating.
Not the champagne, but the punches.
Yeah, not literally, obviously. But the interesting thing is that, like, when push comes to shove or when the crunch happens, you know this because you've probably experienced this where you've been like, I don't know if I can take any more energy, you know, or any more stress or anything else coming in. So what we've done, we've just gone, well, it's all data. It's all energy. It's all coming at us. So what are we going to do about it? And we know we have, I mean, we teach this. So what do? We go straight to the breath. We start, you know, this morning, it was funny. We both came together. We didn't even know this. We went, you know, woke up and did our own thing, but we came together going, oh, just had a great meditation. And I'm not one who normally meditates. Mm. And now I know that this is, you know, something that is definitely going to take into consideration moving forward.
And I want to really ground this in something very, very simple. We saw quite a bit of money come into our bank account from a deal that we've been doing a long time. Mm. We did not react the way we thought we were going to react. Mm. In fact, we probably reacted completely in the opposite direction. But you know, the one simple thing of sitting down and taking 3 minutes to circular breathe and move that energy on was enough to give us space to come back and say, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why are we choosing to do it? And that sparked a conversation for us then to start talking to each other about it and then starting to share that, you know, really, it's not about the money. Really, it was about, you know, we were there. Angie was like, we've already spent all the money, or we've done this with it, or it's here, or, you know, because, you know, and look, our business mentor, David Dugan, we got him to thank for this. We had arranged our finances and our buckets so that once we had the breathing space
to allocated.
Look at the figures, we were
allocated.
Then able to see where it was allocated and we could see it all there. So,
so Shane's like, let's buy new computers. And I'm like, uh-uh, it's been allocated. And he's like, what?
It's the magic in having yourself organized in that way. Yeah. And as we've mentioned already before, it all comes down to the 3 minutes of breathing that you can do to give yourself the space to realize that you've either prepared or you need to prepare.
Yeah. Yes. So how does money, how does breathing affect finances and money? Well, if you're making decisions from low energy, you're going to make stupid decisions. If you know how to manage yourself and manage your own personal energy and well-being, and for us, the breathing has been the fastest way of doing that, then you'll make very, very different decisions or choices.
And it is. It is very true for us, and I believe it would be very true for everyone out there. Mm. Given that space that the breathing provides when it comes to finances, you will make much better decisions with your money.
Yeah, so the takeaway would be test it with yourself. If you notice that you've got some stresses with money, start bringing the breath into it. See, are you holding your breath? Are you causing your body to go into anxiety? Are you feeling panic because you're not breathing properly? And all these little alarms that go off in your body can easily be managed by your breath.
So. And money will trigger it.
Mm.
It will. Mm-hmm. It will trigger it.
So we just invite you to have a little play with it. See how you go.
And remember, it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for listening to the Breathing Edge podcast with us. We invite you to join the free Breathing Edge community, where you'll get more tips and techniques along with exclusive live breathing sessions via Facebook Live. Just search for the Breathing Edge in Facebook groups and click on the Join Group button to apply. We'll see you in the community. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.